Hi, welcome to Our View. We've got a great show for you today. We have Hugh from Carol's Sausage and Country Store in Ashburn, Georgia. It's also got an RV camping spot, and it's going to be a stopover for you if you're heading down 75. So stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it.
Welcome to Our View with your hosts, George and Lisa Hernandez. Each week, listen in as George and Lisa talk about their RV and travel adventures all around the world. George and Lisa travel in their 40-foot Class A Tiffin motor coach and tow their Jeep Wrangler, always looking for fun and adventure.
Hi, welcome to Our View. I'm Lisa Richard Hernandez.
And I'm George Hernandez.
And we have a great guest for you today. We have Hugh Hardy from Carol's Sausage and Country Store. Welcome, Hugh. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad to, you guys are having me on the show today. I live down in Ashburn, Georgia. Been here all my life, and basically grew up in the country on a family farm, and once I got, I guess, on up through high school and got my first job at a grocery store. So I started off basically bagging groceries and later worked my way up to working in the meat department as a cleanup. I was actually the cleanup boy. So
wow.
That's kind of how I got started in the meat business, but done a little bit of everything from construction work to farming, just a handful of different things in my life, but mostly I've been in the meat business and the grocery business, and worked for several different major grocery chains through the years and up until 2001 when I purchased Carol's Sausage. It was a little small mom and pop shop down in Sycamore, Georgia. Actually, it's where the original store was located, and purchased that and just had a vision, I guess, to see the company grow. I remember a day when I was actually the only employee.
Wow.
That worked for the whole store, and I think now we're up to about 40 or 50 employees. But
wow.
Anyway, that was in 2001, and in 2000, I just began to grow the business and doing a lot of advertising and radio and TV, and ended up renovating that the original home store and put up billboards, and the thing began to grow. It just got crazy with business, and
wow,
opened a second location in Sylvester, Georgia. I think it was in 2004 when we opened that. Yeah, 2004. So we ended up with two locations, and since then I've had a total of four stores, but I'm back down to two now. Thank goodness. It just, I realized that having multiple locations was just harder to keep good service and good keeping the quality out there. So we kind of downsized back to two, which now we still, have the one in Sylvester, as well as Ashburn, which is a big store here on Interstate 75 right here, exit 82. So,
yeah, well that's what caught our attention, because, we are RVers. So a friend reached out to her and she's like, you've got to check out Carol's Country Sausage, and it's a stopover place for people that are coming through in their RVs. And so I thought, God, we got to get him on our show. And then you said, well, let me just send you some sausage. And so we got our box of sausage last week and pork chops and bacon.
Yeah, those pork chops were incredible.
Oh my God.
That's one of our biggest sellers. Of course, sausage is what we're famous for. And
well, I can see why you're famous for it. Because George and I are self-proclaimed foodies, and we were like, this is like the best sausage we've eaten in our lives.
I think,
like,
for sure.
So delicious. I cooked one link of it just like to try it out, and then I was going to feed it to George when he got home, and I ate the whole thing myself. And then I said, I just cooked some sausage, but I ate it all. I'll give you some more.
I got home and she said, I cooked the sausage. Would you like to try it? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. And she gave me like this little corner piece that was left. And I said, this is all you cooked? And she said, no, I cooked a lot more, but this is all that's left.
Oh, yeah.
But it was that, yeah. What was it, the spicy cheddar one?
Yeah.
Jalapeno and cheese. That was a really big.
That was so good.
Yeah, that's a really big seller. We started making that particular. Actually, when I bought the company, we only had three flavors. We had mild, medium, and hot. And, of course, we make fresh pan sausage, and then we make fresh link sausage, and then we have smoked sausage, which I think that's what I sent you guys with the smoked jalapeno and cheddar. But we've just enhanced our products with different flavors, adding, you know, different things and creating new recipes. We try to create new stuff every year. And I think now we're up to, I would say, around 40 or 50 different flavors of products.
I was just going to ask you how many flavors you have.
I don't think I sent you guys any of our snack sticks that we make. I'll have to send you some of those to try. But we make a fully cooked snack sticks, and we also, and those come in several different flavors, and also summer sausage. We make several flavors of summer sausage as well right here in the plant at the home location here.
Wow.
And we have a lot of different flavors of sausage, and the flavor of Georgia for the up at the University of Georgia back in 2017, we won the People's Choice Award and the meat category for the whole state with our medium. That was with the medium smoked sausage that we won that with, but we haven't entered the jalapeno and cheese yet. I know it probably be a winner too.
You're going to kill it with that one.
Any one of the ones that you sent us were delicious. I think you sent us like four or five different flavors, they were all, incredible. And I was like, wow, now I see. When I first saw it, I was like, how is there a whole store that just sells sausage and meat? And I was like, oh, now I get it. Now I get it. Yeah. So if you're driving down 75 and you see those signs, like, pull over and go get
you. That's a good thing. We've got numerous billboards up and down the interstate, so it's hard to miss it. And then when you come through Ashburn, we're on the southbound side of the interstate. Of course, you can see it going both, you know, north or south, but you can't miss it when you ride by. I mean, we're sitting within a rock's throw of the center of southbound 75 here, so you definitely won't miss it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I Google Earth you, and you're right off the highway, so that's great. Because I'm the driver, so I always look, is it going to be hard to get to? Is it, you know, what exits do I have to take? But you're right there. You just put your blinker on and stop.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the RV park. That was something that we had a lot of RV. We've always had a lot of RVers, even before we moved up here to the interstate. We were about a mile off the interstate, the original store. And then when we moved up here on 75 in 2012, that's when we opened up here. That, I think, 13 or 14 is when I decided to add some RV sites in, and really just so that our customers would be able to stop and take a break and, of course, you know, spend the night and then load their coolers up the next morning on the way out. And it's really done really well for us. And, you know, now we're in the process of expanding that RV park. We're going to end up with between 50 to 60 right now is what we'll have total sites. With the possibility of a lot more to come, you know, as we get these in and kind of get this going. But
that's awesome. Do you have any of your plans besides just expanding? Like, do you know, are they going to be mostly pull through sites? Like, I know when we're towing we have the 40-foot motor coach towing our Jeep. We love to, when we're passing through the night, to have pull-through sites.
Oh, yeah. This is completely pull-through, full hookups. Each site has 30-amp and 50-amp, you know, breakers. With each site has a sewer hookup, and they'd accommodate any size motor coach with a, you know, pull-behind car or whatever. They're, you know,
nice,
pretty easy access, circle drive all the way around. You just, you know, pull in and it's easy to get in, easy to get out.
Excellent.
That sounds like the perfect overnight stay on your way way down to Florida, or on your, you know, Georgia's kind of that almost halfway mark if you're coming from up north, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all those.
That's,
you know,
right.
Ohio.
We've got so many wonderful customers that come through from up north. A lot of people have places up north and places down in South Florida. So this is become their destination point to stop. And of course they'll buy a lot of products, sausage, bacon, all that good stuff to take home with them, or, you know, take back and forth to and from. So,
heck yeah.
And what's so good now is other people have tried it when they, you know, and now they, a lot of these people come in with grocery lists friends and family members. So,
I believe it because if someone, like, if you serve it to somebody else, they're gonna be like, oh wow, this isn't,
well, like our party
stuff.
This weekend, I'm sure if we tell them we're going down there, they'll be like, well, can you just bring me back?
Yes.
Oh, that's, yeah, excellent. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
So tell us, though, I saw on your website that you can also order stuff online, so you don't have to be driving through Georgia to order your products. Tell us about how that online process works.
Yeah, what we do, we've got a website you can order off of, and we're adding more products to it here in over the next month or so. We're going to try to have all of our products that are available online. And right now we've kind of got a demographic area that we're shipping to, but we're, you know, out with the you know, the states surrounding Georgia. So and we're plans are to expand that as well, where we could ship, you know, across all the way, you know, as far up to you know, New York, Michigan, which we have done in the past. I'll tell you, just the shipping, you run into a few shipping issues occasionally with perishable product, but we're working some of those details out, and so we'll basically be pretty well just nationwide here, hopefully in the next few months. But
yeah,
just go online and order. A lot of customers will call and place the order. It's basically shopping just like you would if you were in the store. You know, you can talk to a butcher and tell them you want your steak cut a certain thickness, or you want so many pork chops sliced up and put into a package. And I mean, it's just all custom. Every order is done basically, you know, when you place an order, it goes to the meat department, and it runs right through our process, just as if you were standing here shopping right at the meat case.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that you're, you know, you've kind of started from literally like mopping the floors to now like running this huge like meat empire. You know, like it's,
yeah, I don't mind cleaning the bathrooms if that's what it takes. I'd take. So,
well, did you? I mean, so you like smoke all these meats and everything right there at the place in Georgia?
Yep, that's right. Everything is I mean, we literally cut up the meat, grind it, mix it, add our seasonings and spices. Everything is pretty well. We do everything here by hand. I mean, we have sausage, you know, we have small sausage stuffers. So everything is every link of sausage that we make is hands on. I mean, it's literally, you know, we have a staff that's running each link out. So it gets a lot of TLC, in
right.
the process.
You're just not and pumping
then,
it out.
You know, that's right. And then we do all of our own smoking. We've got, I think, three large smokers here that we use. And we've got a great HACCP. I don't know if you're familiar with the HACCP program, but it's just a program that we document everything from the time from when this product comes in off of our trucks that deliver to us all the way out to the case. So it's temperature control. Everything is monitored. All of our cooler temperatures are monitored. So, I mean, the customers, we really, we do my staff does an excellent job of protecting the consumer, you know, with just a good quality control procedures that we use here. But yeah, we make every all of our sausages and specialty products right here. We've got a, I don't know if I sent you guys any of the buckboard, we call it buckboard bacon, but we make that here. And it's really good. It's grilled or pan fried. It's a good product.
You had me at bacon.
You sent us, so I'll tell you what I did. You sent us this like thick cut smoked bacon.
Oh yeah, that's probably the applewood.
Yeah, and it was so good. But I
hold on a minute. What? Another product I didn't get to taste?
No, I brought the bacon on the meat platter. I turned it into
candy.
I made it into candy bacon, and that got eaten up right away.
Yeah, nothing survived that platter. I'll tell you that much. I was scared to get my hands near it
with all the sausage on it. Yeah, but the bacon. You know what else you sent me was the barbecue sauce, which was also incredible.
Oh yeah. We've got a full line of, I call it private label products, barbecue sauces, seasonings, jams, different types of jellies, pickles, pepper sauces. You name it. We've just got, you know, a lot of different products that on top of the, you know, besides sausage and bacon, but
right. Yeah, I'm looking at your website. You've got like pickled vegetables and syrups and all kinds of stuff. Are those locally made things? Where do you don't make all those sauces?
We actually have some other companies that produce a lot of different products for us, and a lot of which are Georgia grown companies. We're one of the largest Georgia grown stores, I guess, right now on the interstate. We try to bring in any of these fresh products locally made in Georgia. We're, of course, obviously members of the Georgia Grown program. We were one of the first companies when Georgia Grown first came out to participate in the program. So we try to encourage anybody that's local, not just in Georgia, but any local made products that are, you know, meet the criteria of what we're trying to do. We try to bring those products in, and if it's a, you know, if it's a really good product, then we'll analyze it, look at it, taste it, and then, you know, we love to do some private labeling stuff because it kind of helps us and it helps out the vendor as well.
Yeah, I love that you know, there's just so many people want to, like, you know, keep it local and have that like home organic fresh made things that are just I love to be able to support like local businesses and like especially small vendors. So that's really great that you do that.
And we've seen, you know, with us being right here on the interstate, just you got, you know, so many people traveling through from other states and even other countries. I mean, we have people stopping here from all over the world, you know, they're traveling and
yeah.
So, you know, that gives them an opportunity to get a taste of local, a taste of Georgia, I guess you'd say.
Right.
You know, so it kind of works out good for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So you said you had four stores before. You think you're just going to keep it to two and work on expanding the RV place?
Yeah, that's definitely. Yes. We got so... It really stretches. It really had us stretched out, just too thin, you know, with having so many staff, you know, so many people on staff, and you know how that is this day and time. Less is more.
Right.
And I've learned. It took me a little while to learn that, and I actually had a dream of having, you know, 20 stores, and after the fourth store went up about a year or two of that, I decided, well, that's definitely not the avenue I want to take. So,
right,
I like being able to keep it a little more low key. I've got staff members now that have actually been. I've got one that's been with me now for over 20 years.
Wow,
and several more that's hitting close to the 20-year mark. So we've built a good relationship, you know, with the management staff I have and the customers have as well. And it's easier, you know, when you just have, like I said, less people, and it seems like
good
to
quality.
Me, I feel like I could get a better quality and better service. That's better
sir.
Quality and better service. So, and we
right.
want to keep it that way. We just want to keep it that way.
So
I've worked for corporate. I've worked in the corporate industry, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
So
the bigger you get, the bigger the problem.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And you're just another number. And
exactly.
That's the thing with our people here is they're, you know, my staff, they're not just another number. They're basically family. You know? So
that's awesome. Did you come up with all these sausage flavors yourself, or were you,
we did. Yep. It's just like I said, when I first originally purchased the sausage and the recipe, that was the original, you know, the original start of it. And it had been in the family for years with the Carrolls. I actually, you know, bought it from the Carrolls. They started the company in 1988.
Oh, so Carrolls was their last name.
Yeah.
I was like, who is Carroll?
Right. Yeah, Carrolls. And so when I purchased the company from, they were just had got to a point and wanting to retire. And they had done such a great job with their service and their quality through the years and their customer base. They were looking for someone to, they just didn't want to sell the business to just anybody, basically. And they knew of me, and they knew my grandparents were some of their best customers through the years.
Oh.
I've been eating Carroll sausage ever since I can remember, basically. since 88, I know when they moved to Sycamore, which my grandparents live right down the road from the store, so they would, you know, they shop at Carroll's quite regularly. But I grew up eating their sausage on a tomato sandwich. You slice a tomato and a little onion and mayonnaise, and my grandmother would take that sausage, the medium smoked sausage, and she would slice it in long lengths and lay it on the sandwich. And I mean, it was. That was one of my favorite things as a kid.
You just made me hungry, buddy.
Oh yeah, I tell you, it's hard to beat that. So
yeah,
So I purchased it from them back in 2001. They retired, and they're still around. They still shop. They shop with us. You know, they still come in quite often, and their family as well. So
I bet they're really proud of their namesake.
Yeah. They it's kind of, well, it's really grown, and my vision I had, it's really exceeded my expectations of what we would ever have done. And I've actually just had to, you know, pull the reins back a little bit, because there again, I don't want to grow too much to sacrifice quality and service. So we just, you know, kind of maintain what we're doing now. But yeah, they're proud of it. And they had a wonderful name and a good business when I bought the company from them, and we've just continued that right on.
Yeah,
ever since then. So
that's
it's like
great.
Seeing your kids grow up.
So for those of you that are looking for it online, if you want to look it up, it's spelled Carrolls sausage.com.
Yeah.
So there's two R's and two L's.
It's two R's, two L's, two S's.
Yeah. There you go. What about, is there anything else around that Ashburn stop that might be interesting to our listeners? Or is it just pretty much a small town with a big sausage store?
Small town with a big sausage store. there's some other businesses and some fairly good, few little nice places to stop and grab a snack on the way through. And I'm sure some of the listeners right now remember the big Georgia peanut monument we had here, which is right on my property here.
Okay.
It got knocked over during the Hurricane Michael. It didn't quite withstand the hurricane. It's about to go back up. So that's going to be that's something that everybody's looking forward to, is that big Georgia peanut going back up here.
Okay.
Which is right out in the RV park. So, and it's hopefully it'll be up in the next few weeks. So it's not very, you know, it's going to be here before we know it, and that thing will be standing. You'll be able to see it for miles and miles, both the race. And so when you see the big peanut, you'll know you're in the right spot. And we're big peanut farmers around here. You know, we got a lot of farm industries. What basically Ashburn and Turner County is known for is peanuts, watermelons,
and sausage.
Good corn and cotton and some of the best sausage you're going to find anywhere. So
yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll attest to that.
So I heard about some possible sausage festival plans for next year.
Yep.
Is that going to happen? Or do you have any details on that yet?
Yeah, we are teaming up with Bob and Sherry. They have a podcast as well. And we're teaming up with those guys, and we're going to have a big event with, you know, hopefully fill the RV park. I've got a stage out here in the park too, an area that we can have concerts, and it's set up for, it's got electrical and plumbing for hookups for vendors to come in and set up.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to have a sausage festival. We've had a few in the past. It's been a little while since we've had anything out here, but that's going to be, I'm hoping for next, I think we're planning on April of next year, mid-April, 1st of May of next year. And we're going to bring in some live music and have a barbecue cook-off. There's just several things. Actually, Robin Ray, a really good friend of mine that owns Slatheridge brand.
I know Robin.
Which is one of, okay, that's the best sauce ever.
Yes, she says, I want to make a t-shirt that says, slather it on my sausage.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a good slogan.
Those t-shirts will sell out, I promise you.
Yeah.
But I use her slather sauce all the time.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. So she's going to be down, and then we've got a few other people that's going to participate, and we're planning to do a cook-off showdown between myself and Robin and maybe a couple others, you know, and we're going to have a cook-off contest to see who can either, I'm not sure what we're going to cook yet. I'm thinking something to do with some sort of a barbecue and outdoor on the grill type recipe, but we're going to have, we'll get some judges involved, and it'll be a fun time.
We definitely want to show up for that. We'll be there
and we'd love to help you promote it however we can, come
in the motor coach, and
yeah, we'll make sure we reserve you guys an RV site for that event.
And just keep us posted as things develop, and we'd be happy to talk about it on our podcast.
Yeah, that's like a perfect time of year, because that's when the snowbirds start to head back north. All the Florida starts to clear out mid-April.
You start having those 90-degree days, everybody starts heading back north.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them either, I tell you. It gets pretty hot around here. July, August, September. It's pretty rough down here in South Georgia.
Yeah. Well, we're in Charleston, South Carolina, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. So
it stays a little cooler. Not quite as bad, but y'all have some hot weather there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's quite as humid.
We have some hot, humid days here. I tell you.
Yeah. We get the humidity also. They say it's not the heat, it's the humidity. No, it's just hot. It's hot and sweaty. Yeah. So we'll really look forward to that. We'll put that on our list. And to all of our other motor coach friends, anybody that's in an RV or traveling down 75, like, definitely stop in at Carol's Country store. And if are you around there, Hugh? Like, can they say, hey, I heard your podcast.
I'm in and out, but I'd love, if they come in and ask for me or mention, leave a card, or I'll be glad to reach out to them if they want to just, if they got any questions or anything like that. I'm in and out of the store a lot. I'm around. So,
yeah.
I was going to mention this real quick too. If they do come, when you do rent an RV site here, we do give the customers a $10 coupon to the store, so you can come in and use that and try some products. So you do receive a $10 gift card when you rented RV site.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't, you don't charge much for your, RV spots either.
They're like, I think $40 a night, with full hookups and everything. Plus wow. you get a $10 coupon back. So,
wow.
That's excellent.
Yeah. That's
practically free.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if we, and another thing here, what we do, if we only have 20 sites right now, but if they're full and we have RVers coming through that need, we don't mind just parking in the parking lot, find a spot, set up, stay the night, no charge, you know, just.
Wow, that's great.
Come visit the store the next morning and
yeah.
get a Pepsi and a sausage dog and
we'll be
happy and so will they.
Are you part of Harvest Host?
Harvest Host? No.
Yeah, you should check that out. It's so we do Harvest Host a lot. It costs $99 a year for people, and then they can basically just exactly what you said, just park in the parking lot, dry camp basically.
Oh.
And all they ask is that you spend $20 at the, like, they have them at wineries, at breweries, at different farms. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, there's thousands of places, and I would probably get you a lot of exposure. Yeah, and there, it's a big map. There's thousands of places. We stayed at a vineyard in Oregon when we did our cross country trip. It was incredible.
We stayed in a brewery in Michigan.
Yeah, we've stayed a bunch of different places. So if I saw your place on there, I'd be like, oh yeah. We always joke our Harvest Hosts are always our most expensive stops.
Our free stops are the most expensive
ones, because you sign up for the wine club or whatever it is. But I know that once people get to try the sausage, and honestly, I see sometimes on Harvest Host, and then I go, oh wait, they have a hookup, and all you got to do is pay, you know, $10 or $20, $30.
Or even if they don't
deal.
Have hookups,
we're going to check into that.
Yeah,
definitely can do that. That's a great idea. We haven't really done very little promoting for the RV park because I just have such few sites, but I want to, you know, definitely look into it to get into some more RV promotion for this campground that we're putting in. So
yeah,
I think Harvest Host would be an easy promotion, and it'll put you on the map, and people use the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to do that. Sounds like a wonderful idea. Thanks.
Yeah. Great. Well, tell us, so we've already told them, they've got carolssausage.com, right? Is your website.
Yeah, that's right.
And, they can stop there. Tell us again what exit is off 75.
Exit 82. Yeah. And when you get off the exit, you'll go west to the first road to your left, which is Whittle Circle. You'll turn between, there's a Zaxby's and a new Burger King. So you'll turn left right between the two, and then we're right down there on the left. It's just, you know, easy on, easy off, plenty of room to come in and turn around and park and, you know, get in and out. Just come on, make yourself at home, hopefully rent a campsite for a night or two and load the cooler up and fill your freezer up, and you'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hugh, let me ask you a question. Like I said, I always drive the RV. If they're just passing through and they're not going to spend the night, is there adequate parking for an RV to pull in and go shopping?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, plenty of room to come in and make a circle turn and park, and then when you pull out, just drive right on
straight
around.
Out. You know, perfect. Drive,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always so good to know, because you don't just
easy. We have lots of big motorhomes coming in and out of here all the time, stopping, and you know, so yeah, there's plenty of places out here to park, and you know, we just want everybody to come in and park, make yourself at home, and enjoy yourself while you're here, you know. So
that sounds great. Well, thank you so much thank you so much for sending us the sausage, because
you're welcome. Yes, good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I'll send you a few more products too to try out. Well, we've got some other things after
hey, we're not going to turn it down.
Okay. Yeah, good. We'll do that. And I'll have Heather, she does our shipping. I'll reach out to her today while I'm here and get her to fix you guys up with some other stuff to try out. And,
That's awesome.
Word of mouth's the best advertising that we have. So.
Oh yeah. I really can't say enough. I tried the sausage. I was literally like so amazed how good it was, which is just like almost a funny thing to say, I think. Like,
yeah, we actually haven't stopped talking about it.
I know. I was like,
We're good.
I was like, this guy sent me this sausage and it was like the best sausage I've ever eaten. And that, you know, when someone tells you like, oh, I'm going to send you some sausage, you kind of like, okay. You know,
or whatever.
Yeah,
had sausage before, but no, this is definitely worth it. So if they're not even passing through, they need to just get online and try some.
Absolutely.
We definitely appreciate it and appreciate what you guys are doing, and thanks for having me on today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, and we will post all of your information and contact information in our show notes, and you can check out some pictures on our website is rvpodcast.com. So make sure you like and share this with your friends, and thank you so much, Hugh, and have a great day.
Hey, Hugh.
We will see you soon.
Hold on. If you need a judge next year.
Yes.
I'm more than happy to be a judge.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, we'll plan on that.
Lisa likes to cook and I like to eat. So that's
okay. Well, good. Good deal. That sounds good. We'll definitely keep you in mind for that judge's seat.
All right. Sounds good. It was great talking to you, Hugh.
Thanks so much.
Same here, guys. Y'all have a blessed day, and thanks so much again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Our View. Don't forget to drop us a line at rviewpodcast.com. That's the letter R, viewpodcast.com. And like, subscribe, and follow us so you don't miss out on our next adventure.